During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Good evening. The show tonight begins in California. A conversation with Jeff Bliss about the high price of gasoline, the homeless, and the gubernatorial debate. On stage were four or five Democrats and two Republicans, I believe. I wasn't there. Jeff is reporting this to me. He said when asked how they would grade the governor for homelessness in his nearly 8 years, the Democrats gave him an A, and a B. Somewhere somebody gave him a B. The Republicans, well, they flunked him. The larger story is California is losing the middle class. I didn't get to ask Jeff about that, but it's a fact. And Gavin Newsom didn't do it. He didn't help, but he didn't do it. It's been going on for a long time with those high taxes and a very narrow tax base to pay all the taxes. Silicon Valley is not leaving, but thinking about leaving. And many well-to-do citizens have moved to Florida or Tennessee or Texas because of the perceived unfairness of the tax code. I don't live there again. My brother does. And he doesn't talk about the tax code, but he's not a billionaire. Elsewhere, a conversation with Henry Sikorski about civil defense. It's a big topic in Europe. I don't mean building bomb shelters the way we talked in the 1960s. I mean having adequate water supply to survive a downturn in infrastructure like electricity and lights, the things you come to take for granted that, when missing, make everything much more difficult. Water supply is mentioned repeatedly, perhaps canned goods, cash, if the machines don't work. This extends to the concern about the suspect nuclear weapons program and the face-off in the Straits of Hormuz, which is at basis about atomic weapons. Henry Sikorski and I discussed the enriched uranium problem, which is what is said to be at the bottom of the couple of mountains that were buried by the raid last summer by the U.S. and Israel. And then there is the reprocessing of spent fuel rods that can create plutonium at the Bushehr plant that is now on cold shutdown in Iran. Plutonium makes a bomb much more powerful and straightforward than anything I know. And the Iranians have that plutonium in their spent fuel rods if they choose to process it. So we talked about that. I had a fun time with Lorenzo Fiore. First, we were most challenged by the headline that 18 wolves in Abruzzo's national forest had been deliberately poisoned. Deliberately. 18 wolves don't eat one piece of bad meat. That's many pieces of meat that they gobbled and died. Killing wolves is killing an ecosystem. They're the apex. You leave them alone. They keep the herds thin so they don't get overpopulated of deer, of wild boar. We've got a wild boar plague in Italy because they don't have apex predators. And remember, the wolf, that's the wolf that mothered Romulus and Remus. Wolves are everywhere on symbols in Italy. I talked with Jim McTague about Lancaster County. The tourists haven't come back yet, so everything's slow. Nobody's firing, but nobody's hiring. Tourist season starts in about a month, and then it's very big. The big event of the weekend for Jim is that he's been invited to go trout fishing. He's a fly fisherman, meaning he throws them back or gives them away, with a friend of his, and they're going to the hunting and fishing club that's inside the Amish farmland. This is an Amish pond, which they stock with trout, as all Pennsylvania stocks with trout this time of year. And the families all come out on the banks of the pond and fish, and Jim's going fishing. We'll get a report next week. I mentioned that the trout are from everywhere, rainbow, brook, brown. And when the heat comes, most of them will die. So fishing is necessary to keep the fish from just floating to the top, good to nobody. Jim said if he whatever he catches, he'll give away to the children. Very shrewd. The big story of the night is my conversation with Andrew Graham Dixon, an art historian from East Sussex in Britain, and his biography of Vermeer, Johannes Vermeer, the Dutch master of the 17th century, died at 43, and the discovery that there are only 35 genuine Vermeers, two-thirds of them, 20 or more, I don't have the number, were painted for one particular patron, a couple who were devoted remonstrants. That's a way of saying we're Protestants, we're within the Calvinist church that is absolute in Holland. At the same time, we want to do it another way. So the Calvinists would say, fine, just don't show off. Don't come on the street with your crosses and the way you do things. So they have a hidden church. And that's what the paintings, two-thirds of the paintings are about, to be put on the walls of the hidden church. What did they do in the hidden church? They read the New Testament. It was chiefly women joining, and they would meet and read the New Testament. They'd get through it four times a year and discuss in between. And the paintings have lessons from the New Testament and also thoughtfulness about vanity, about possession, about wealth, about poverty, about your place in the world, about joy. It's all new to me. I'm not an art historian. I'm just passing on. It was fun to do. Also to discover that Holland, the Netherlands, in the 16th and 17th century, were extremely violent. I mean, grotesquely violent. Religious war between the southern Catholics and the northern Protestants. And the battles went on through the 17th century. So all families knew of these massacres. I mean, hunting down women and children in a forest, following their footsteps and murdering them. That kind of slaughter. All 8,000 of Antwerp, after it was conquered by the Spanish troops from the south, were murdered. 8,000 people. Wiped the town out. Why? Reformation. I hope you enjoy the show. There's much more to it. But I will play the second hour of my two-hour conversation with Andrew next week. It was great fun. Art historians are inspired people, inspired critics. And you can watch the painting as they tell you what it all means. A joy. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.